So because today the Sodomites are in the news, I want to show you that Jesus Christ personally destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So to begin, we'll look at Genesis chapter 18, verse 1. It says, "And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lift up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him." So basically, Abraham's sitting in the tent, and three men appear to him. One of them is Jesus, and the other two are angels. And the reason we know this Lord here is Jesus is because no man hath seen God the Father at any time. God the Father and the Holy Spirit don't have physical bodies. They don't appear like men. So the only one that could fit this bill is Jesus. But another way we can prove this is in Luke 24, the same way that Jesus proves that he had a bodily resurrection. He shows them that he has a physical body, and that he also shows that he can eat something. So it says down here, when they thought he was a spirit, it says, "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me to have." So first he proves that, hey, this is a physical body, you can touch it. But then also he eats with them. He says, you know, "Have you here any meat?" And they gave him a piece of fish and a honeycomb. He took it and did eat before them. So the way he proved that he had a bodily, not just a spiritual, but a bodily resurrection, was that he showed his body and he also ate with them. Well, the same two things are going to appear in Genesis chapter 18. First, he appears unto Abraham and he has a physical body. That's why Abraham's perspective, he just sees three men. But then also Abraham's going to prepare a meal for him, because he's going to take butter and milk and a calf and he's going to prepare it. And it says they did eat. So all three of these men ate, which one proves that the one is Jesus, but it also proves that these other two, which are later referred to as angels, it proves that they're not angelic beasts like the cherubs or the seraphims that have multiple wings. That means that these had to have been men as well. And so if we look down, in my Bible, I have these colored. So I have the angels in orange, I have Abraham in blue, and I have Jesus in red. So they continue to talk, but basically the angels leave for Sodom first. So we can go down and see that in verse 16. It says, "And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom." And then verse 22, they actually leave. "And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord." So basically these two men go to Sodom because they're going to go rescue Lot. But Abraham and Jesus stay with each other because they're going to have a conversation. And basically Abraham's going to try to plead to save Lot. So that's what happens for the rest of this chapter here. But at the last verse of the chapter, Jesus also leaves from Abraham's presence. It says, "And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham." So basically what happens is we have Abraham, we have Jesus, and we have these two angels. Well, first these two angels leave. They go to Sodom and Gomorrah. And then it's just Abraham and Jesus. Well, basically after their conversation, Jesus also leaves. So Abraham stays in his tent. Jesus leaves to go outside of the city somewhere. And the two angels are the ones that actually go into the city to rescue Lot and his family. So to start off in chapter 19, it says, "There came two angels to Sodom at even." So they basically go and they rescue Lot and they bring him outside of the city with his wife and his two daughters. And you can see that down here. So when they brought them to Jesus. It says in verse 16, "And they brought them forth and set him without the city." So Jesus has been without the city the whole time. And then they bring and they have a conversation. Jesus here is talking in red, Lot in blue, Jesus in red. And then basically Lot leaves because he's going to go escape. So basically after Lot leaves, Jesus is the one who's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. It says here in verse 24, "Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven." So basically we have two lords here. First, we have the Lord, which is present outside of the city. And then we have the Lord out of heaven, which is God the Father. So basically Jesus Christ rained fire and brimstone from God the Father out of heaven, just like Elijah did and just like some of the disciples tried to do in the New Testament. Well, that's what Jesus did. Jesus personally destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah here in verse 24. So why did Jesus destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, he hates these people. He hates reprobates. He hates homosexuals. He hates Sodomites. And that's how he still feels, because the Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this example is given to us in the book of Jude, because this is how God still feels. It says in verse 7, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh," or queer flesh, "are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." So Thousands of years ago, Jesus destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and he gave it to us as an example of how he still feels today. God hates these people, and he thinks that they all should be destroyed. And they're going to suffer eternal fire. They're all going to go to hell because they're reprobates. They have no chance of salvation. So for us who are saved, we need to get them saved before they become a reprobate. So I hope this helps. God bless you. Have a great day.